Yes. New ball, please, caddy. Ow!
Welcome to Scrap Heap Challenge, the show where two teams of scrap-hungry scavengers race to create crazy contraptions from recycled rubbish.
This week, our teams will be going great guns in our Scrap Heap Shootout. We'll be asking our garbage gangsters to build fast-firing golf ball Gatling guns that'll blast away a whole range of mobile targets.
First up are the smooth-talking, posh-punting boat boys from Hampshire. With their nautical know-how, these elegant engineers aim to leave the enemy high and dry. It's the first team of four to hit the heap. Toby, Monty, Johnny, and mascot Mr. Bongo. This classy crew like nothing better than a cruise down the Solent.
We approach things from three different angles. So if we eventually actually get there 10 hours later, it'd be quite exciting.
Three of us, we're a great team. We all know that we're trying to get something built.
Monty's an actor, and when he's resting, he likes to treat his chums to a stylish day out, complete with a glass of bubbly.
I enjoy acting, because then I can get to be someone else.
While Speed King Johnny has got a passion for burning rubber.
I'm famous for always having lots of rigid inflatable boats around me.
They may work well together, but there's no doubt who's in charge.
Toby's quite a noisy person.
I'm good at bossing people about. I don't say nonsense to anybody.
We're the boat boys.
In the orange corner are a team of downright dirty dust cart technicians who have no intention of cleaning up their act. Kenny, Dale and Chris fix up Bradford's fleet of garbage trucks and gritters. Captain Kenny reckons his team of grime fighters will sweep through the heap.
We've all got a pretty well good sense of humour and, you know, we're all on pretty well on the same wavelength.
The gang are right behind him.
Kenny's going to be a good captain because he's so easygoing, good to work with, doesn't get stressed about anything.
Nice sweeping job that, Dale.
Dale's the joker. He's an absolutely fantastic welder, but he is the joker of the team.
I am the weakest link.
Dale's got a strange way of showing his love for minis, which he also likes to take for the odd spin.
OK, teams, it's time to dust off your driving skills and focus on firepower. Clean sweeps, boat boys, set your sights high because your task today is to build a rib-rattling, repeat-action, rapid-fire golf ball Gatling gun.
Your sharpshooters will need to blast a barrage of golf balls at staggering speed. Your machines must be mobile and explosives are out. So you'll need to devise mechanical methods to go ballistic. Boat boys, are you ready?
Yes!
Clean sweeps, are you ready?
Yes!
Wait for it, wait for it.
Go!
Keeping the boat boys' heads above water is special effects weapons wizard Todd Todashini.
On the other side of the wall is Mike Breton, a designer of super fast firing clay pigeon traps.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello, Hi. Todd. Now, you're going to help us build an amazing golf ball firing machine. So we need some super ideas, because I haven't a clue.
A couple of spinning wheels, shove ball between it, get
yes.
the wheels up to high speed.
Yes. Perhaps you can draw what you think we're going to have. I have no idea what you're talking about, so let's have a little look.
Right, so we need a barrel.
What about if we have two barrels? Will that help?
You've got 10 hours.
Yeah.
You've got to keep it simple, Monty.
To keep up with our moving targets, the boat boys plan to mount their Gatling gun on some kind of flatbed truck or pickup. They're hoping to feed their golf balls between two spinning wheels, which will then flick them down a barrel and out towards the target. To do this, they have to make sure that the top wheel turns one way and the bottom wheel the other. As they do so, the force between them will spit the balls out. The boat boys will have to make sure that the wheels are precisely the right distance apart, so that they grip the balls tightly. Otherwise, their firm flick will end up as an embarrassing dribble.
What about a small, like a moped engine?
They probably only go at about 30 miles an hour. Maybe we need a more powerful machine, maybe.
They're designed to take fatso like me,
yeah,
and they can fire a little golf ball like that very easily.
We're going to have to be careful with
Mike and the clean sweeps want to drive the golf ball theme to its logical conclusion.
What I suggest is we're going to have a motorised golf club.
Fantastic.
And this is, yeah, and this is how we're going to do it.
This is how we're going to do it.
It's going to be on a more of a horizontal one, right, than the old vertical ones.
We need something like a hover mower engine. Obviously, drive straight out the bottom of the engine.
That's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we can find a lawnmower out there.
The clean sweeps will also be on the lookout for some kind of truck to mount their Gatling gun on. They'll be aiming to hit the balls towards the target with a bodged-together golf club powered by a small engine. Timing will be everything. They'll need to coordinate the club and the balls, and they'll have to make some sort of tee for them to sit on. Sounds simple, but the tricky part will be getting the club to spin at the right speed so that it hits the balls just as they fall into place. Get the timing wrong, and the whole system will get horribly jammed up.
So as a priority, lads, we need to get some sort of van or a pickup, and an engine or a lawnmower type of thing.
Johnny and Monty, let's have a vehicle, a moped and a gun barrel. Let's get those first, then we can start building from there.
Alrighty.
Going to have some fun on them.
Let's go scavenge.
Beautiful.
Our scrap-hungry scavengers need to start firing on all cylinders. They've got just 10 hours to rustle up their rapid-firing golf ball Gatling guns.
The sweeps hit the heap with gritty determination, keen to clean up everything they can lay their hands on.
While gentlemen scavengers, the boat boys are cruising at an altogether more dignified pace. The Gatling gun in 1864 was man's first foray into rapid fire. These hand-cranked models were the forerunners of machine guns. But they also spawned indispensable gizmos for happier times, like the tennis ball launcher. Watch out, madam! And where would these chaps be without clay pigeon firers? And today, anyone from teenagers to middle managers get their kicks shooting paintball, one of Britain's fastest growing sports.
Back on the heap, the clean sweeps are already nicely on target with a tasty transit.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, we've got ourselves a van.
Beautiful.
Dale's already got destructive designs on it.
What are you going to be using this for?
We're going to cut it up. This is a platform for us, Gatling gun.
You like destroying things, so you're looking forward to chopping this up?
Oh, yes. Yes, it's one of my forties.
Is that true? Has he got destructive tendencies, Chris?
Oh, yes, definitely.
He's here now. The van is here. I like your key.
Thank you.
Is that a skeleton key?
Dale can't wait to let rip with a team-building exercise in deconstruction.
Meanwhile, the boat boy's gentler approach has landed them a first-rate vehicle.
Toby.
Johnny, Toby, go ahead.
Yeah. And it's the team colour, top hole.
Yeah, I think we found a base unit vehicle. It's a little rascal pickup, you know.
Just bring it straight back and we'll mess around with it when it gets here.
We've got brakes.
And Captain Toby thinks it's really rather super.
Oh, look at that. Woo! That's ideal.
Oh, superb.
True, if that's what we decided to do.
Truck worries over, Monty and Johnny set their sophisticated sights on finding a pucker gun barrel.
This looks slightly weapon-like.
Johnny's just found a big one, but it's got a bit of a bend in it.
Ah, right, which could give you a bit of extra spin.
Yes, bends aren't good in this case, no. So you need a good straight one.
And Johnny, you've also got to get something that a golf ball rolls down with that.
Well, we reckon that will take a golf ball.
Yeah, probably will.
With
yeah.
a slightly baggy fit.
That's probably quite good, though. You don't want them jamming up, do you?
This is serious. We might even go for a double barrel.
Ooh, nice.
We make a team.
Yeah.
While the boat boys go double-barreled, the sweeps are trying to track down a motor to drive their whirling club. Yeah, that lawnmower could be perfect. But it's pronounced dud on arrival.
Seems to find another one. Yeah, that lawnmower doesn't look great. Good, see if there's more out there while shouting about.
Ah, maybe this one will do the trick.
That might be good, isn't that?
I keep looking. I'm not very confident about any of these lawnmowers.
If this all works, we're going to remove the blade and have the actual arm on here, which is rotating with like a club on one end and a counterbalance on the other. And they're going to be fed down a tube. onto like a little T-peg and the arm will just hit,
yeah,
them.
Hit them off.
Yeah.
Are you not worried that they're going to jam? The balls might jam as they're going in.
No, we can drop at least 10 a second.
That's going to be really fast. That's going to be even better than Nick Faldo.
Teams, you have 8 hours remaining. 8 hours remaining, teams. Thank you.
These boys may keep Bradford's dust carts on the road 24/7, but they just can't find a working lawnmower engine. So it's back to the heap to look for more.
Keeping an expert eye on proceedings this week is paintball gun designer John Bonich. A specialist in rapid fire, he'll soon spot if our teams are on target.
So what is the essential difference then between the two machines?
OK, with the sweeps machine, it's a clubbing, a hitting, using the energy of the golf ball. With the boys' machine, it is a gripping of the ball between the rubber wheels and flicking the ball out.
Which of those options do you think is the best choice?
I prefer the simpler design of the sweepers.
Right. Yeah, what is it about the actual machine then the boys are building that you don't think it's going to be as good? Because I'm quite excited about seeing that work.
You're basically relying on the spin of these two wheels to grip this ball and throw it out.
Right. So it might be that they're shooting a lot of balls, but they're not going very far.
Not going very far.
Right. Just dribbling out the end.
Yes, dribbling out the end.
Right,
basically.
Right. But at the moment, if you had to put your money on it, it would be with the sweepers.
Definitely on the sweepers.
Mm. Monty, it's Johnny.
The boat boys aren't finding it plain sailing. They're still after a moped. But at the moment, they can't even find each other.
I can't see you. Where are you?
Even with the clock against them, those beautifully brought up sailors seem to prefer a refined rummage to a speedy scavenge.
Sounds pretty good.
Sounds all right, doesn't it? What about that one?
Johnny.
If I can push you.
That'll be all right.
That could be a goer.
You've seen Johnny and Monty out there?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Did you see... Was Monty doing anything?
He was talking quite a lot and being quite loud.
Oh, no, he's always doing that. He's even worse than me. No, well, I'm actually worried about he's actually an actor. With him, it's wonderful. He'll be looking out there saying, oh, that car is just such a lovely colour.
Right.
The angle of the light or something.
But so, not actually picking it up or doing
well,
it.
Well, he'll probably then pick it up because it looks so nice. Right. It could be really useless for us here. But it doesn't really matter, you know. We're quite relaxed with him. Just got to press on for a moment.
Yeah.
Johnny, Toby, ever?
Yeah, we picked up a couple of mopeds and we're heading in with them.
Oh, exciting.
Goody, goody.
Oh, lovely.
Oh,
look at those.
What are those? What a nightmare. What a nightmare.
Do they function?
Now, the other one, the red one, it's got a good spark. Yeah, we're not sure about the speed, obviously, but it's got a good spark.
At the moment, the boat boys' whole plan depends on finding a working moped to become the core of their spinning wheel Gatling gun. It's not just the wheels they're after, they plan to cannibalise the whole bike. They want to cut the front wheel off and fix it on top of the back wheel, which will remain driven by the engine. They'll then have to work out how to make the top wheel turn in the opposite direction, otherwise their golf balls will be going nowhere fast.
What are the boat boys like?
Oh, they're marvellous. They're very, very nice boys. Quite posh. And, of course, they've got Mr Bongo, their team mascot.
Oh, good.
He's
Mr
very
Bongo.
Very sweet. He's a lovely fella. But their radio manners are very good. Roger D, over, you know, they do all that really quickly.
Johnny, Toby, go ahead.
Monty, this is Johnny.
Johnny, Toby, ever.
Toby, Monty.
Monty, Toby, Johnny, Toby, ever.
They can talk the talk. Can they walk the walk?
Or can they fire the balls?
What are the sweepers doing?
They've got a basic mechanical golf club, which is going to whiz around very fast, whacking golf balls off a tee.
So the timing of that is kind of important.
Crucial.
Get your ball down on the tee before the whacker comes and whacks.
Well, I think they're being very optimistic there, but there we go. So, Mr. Bongo, I know it's early days, but who's your money on?
Sweepers.
But the clean sweeps are having a lot of bother finding a hover. And with no working moped in sight, the boat boys' hopes are sinking fast.
Flat tyre.
Just keep going.
So, will the clean sweeps wacky whirler be quickest on the draw? Or will the boat boys' dodgy driver turn out to be bang on target? Find out if anyone has a hit on their hands after the break.
In our battle to build a mobile golf ball Gatling gun, our destructive dust cart engineers, the Clean Sweeps, desperately need to find a working engine for their whirling club.
Our yuppie yachtsmen, the boat boys, have found a base vehicle for their spinning wheel Gatling gun, but little else. With no moped to make the core of their gun, our nautical nice guys are starting to feel all at sea.
beaten up.
Captain Toby's beginning to think his crew's less than shipshape.
I'm sorry about this. I thought they'd be good scavengers, but...
I know.
So far, it's about 3 out of 10. No,
he decides to crack the whip.
Sure?
Now is the time
to find a proper, running, working, grown-up moped, because what we've got there is just...
But I was getting quite fond of that one.
I'm sure you were.
Take it home.
And I know it's a nice colour, but let's go and find a moped.
Meanwhile, Bradford's finest are still scouring the heap for a small engine to power their club.
Oh, Dale!
Ah, yes.
Dale's found another lawnmower, but will this one finally cut the mustard?
That is the baby. Right. It's pretty substantial, isn't it?
Obviously, you've got the pull. Yeah.
Press fingers.
A well-oiled roar spells success for the gritty street gang. But by the sounds of it, the engine's spinning far too fast. The clean sweeps have worked out that simple gravity will make the golf balls fall down their feeder and onto a tee at a rate of 10 a second. With a few clever calculations, they've also deduced that their club needs to rotate at 600 revs a minute if it's going to whack the balls at just the right time. The sweeps will be in trouble if they can't get the engine to spin at that speed, and the one they've found spins twice as fast. If they can't slow it down, it'll swing round too soon, hitting the ball too early and sending it back up the pipe. So they're hoping that a makeshift gearing system, bodged together out of a belt and pulley, will be just the job. Then their club will be swinging in time.
Out in the yard, those serene boat boy scavengers are still trying to track down a pair of wheels with a working motor.
She's a runner.
Ahoy! Mr. Johnny!
Evo Knievel!
Oh, my good Lord. What a hero. Look at that.
Excellent.
Now, Monty, are you sure the colour's all right? Yeah. It's not too masculine for you?
It's a gun.
It's a suitably tasteful shade, and it looks like it's just the thing for their golf ball Gatling gun. Now, at long last, it's time to check out the barrel they found earlier.
Check these for the barrels.
This is what we need.
It's not going to go.
Right, that was one of my ideas.
Toby pulls rank and sends the subordinate seaman on a recce to find the right size barrel.
Teams, you have 7 hours remaining. 7 hours remaining. Thank you, teams. Thank you.
Marvellous.
Clean sweeps, Kenny and Mike are motoring ahead with their mower. And Dale's been using his loaf. He's bringing in a bread-making machine that will rise to the occasion and make the perfect ball feeder. Then it's straight back out in search of the right piece of metal to make their club.
Don't bother with that, Emma. Just put that on.
Nice try, Dale, but sticking an ordinary club on the end of a motor won't hit the mark. The sweeps will never score with a standard 7-iron because it's designed to hit a ball upwards rather than straight ahead. So, if they want their golf balls to be on target, they'll have to custom build a club. It'll need a weighty head with a flat surface, and that's going to mean finding just the right materials. But Demolition Dale seems to have found the answer already. He's sawn up the team's workbench to make their club.
Chris, guess what Dale's doing?
Go on.
He's cut bench up.
What a man.
Here's a bit
of what we got. A vandal.
But playing dirty pays off. That club's just the job.
Johnny, it's Monty.
Finally, it looks like the boat boys have got a suitable barrel within their sights.
Right,
it's perfect.
Excellent.
Now Todd can set about turning an old piece of piping into a high-accuracy aim-up while the rest of the boat boys start to chop up the moped. Meanwhile, the clean sweeps are a fair way ahead in making a tee that will hold their golf ball securely in place while their gun's on the move.
This is the theory. That's welded on.
Right.
On the end.
And that whacks it there. And where
in every direction apart from where we want it
to go. Well, let's go. Do you reckon once you get it going, it's that once you've hit one and it goes that way, you reckon the next one will follow it?
We're hoping that, if this thing hits a ball in the same place and the ball's in the same place every time, once the first one's gone out, it's going to follow the same line.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the sweeps are aiming to create is a simple form of automation, a process that's driven industry for years. It takes a highly sophisticated machine to get the right thing in the right place at the right time. These are not the sort of things that normally come from scrap. Get the slightest part wrong and you could literally end up with egg on your face. So, can the clean sweeps automate their golf ball Gatling gun in just a few hours on a scrap heap?
Teams, you have 5 hours remaining. 5 hours remaining, teams. Thank you.
What is it about the actual machine that the boys are building that you don't think it's going to be as good?
I'm not keen on the fact that they've got a small motor, which is I don't think it's going to produce enough speed to push the ball out of the barrel faster than the sweeps machine. If they had a bigger motor, I would say they could have a chance of pushing it a bit further.
Presumably one of the problems the sweepers have got, though, is that when the hammer comes around and whacks it, it could just knock it flying in any direction.
Of course. Every time that the ball is hit by the club, it should be in the same area. So they need to look at something that's going to hold it, not too securely, because they need to hit it, but something that's going to stop it from maybe vibrating out the way, something loose that can be struck through.
Where's your money now?
Maybe I'll reserve judgment.
Spot on. I mean, chop that
These away. Boys from Bradford are bristling with ideas. The paintbrush will hold the golf balls in position without stopping the swing of the club.
Second roller.
Boat boy Monty's found two rollers that are just what they need to get their wheels spinning in opposite directions.
Whereabouts is the roller going to go? Can you sort of explain to me how it's all going to fit on?
What we've got is our main drive wheel here. We've then got another wheel that's mounted on top of here. In order to drive this wheel, we've got two rollers, one that goes here and one that goes here. Golf ball goes down the middle and gets fired out the end.
If both wheels were driven directly by the engine, they would spin in the same direction, and the boat boys' golf balls would be more likely to fizzle than flick. Their radical roller plan niftily gets round the problem by allowing them to drive the wheels in different directions with the same engine. Two rollers will be mounted so that they touch both wheels. When the bottom wheel turns, it'll also make the rollers turn, and these will then drive the upper wheel, but in the opposite direction. If the boat boys can get this to work, a single engine could drive two wheels in two different directions. Top job, chaps. But Johnny's definitely on a bit of a roll with his rollers. He's also worked out how to get the gun to tilt.
We've got a roller here that tilts back and forth. We're going to mount the moped with a pin through the middle, allow us to tilt it this way, and of course the roller will allow us to tilt it up and down.
Over the wall, the clean sweeps are aiming at something very similar.
Put the gun on here so you can actually
maneuver it.
Rotate it.
Tip it,
it gives
up and
you,
down.
You know, rotates the elevation so you can gain extra or you know lower down.
Yeah.
And then also it's going to be on a turret where you can
twist
you know,
it that
you
way
can
as well.
Yeah.
Right. Now the thing that does confuse me is how you get the balls in the position in time because it's going around so fast.
Basically, it's just a transit exhaust pipe.
Ah, the old transit exhaust pipe. It's a classic solution to all problems.
Fed through bread machine over there.
Right. Yeah. So that's full of golf balls.
That's full of golf balls.
That's full of golf balls.
They can blah, 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 blah.
Into that.
Yeah.
Into where I'm rotating at an excessive rate of knots.
Yeah. That it sounds like a very good idea. I mean, also because I like the idea because golf balls are made built to be hit, aren't they?
That's
and you're hitting them.
Yeah.
You've just built a sort of mechanical, very, very fast golfer.
As the suave sailors mount their Gatling gun on their racy rollers, Captain Toby's keen to make sure that everything is absolutely shipshape.
Right. Before we do that, I wanted to grind. I was going to grind the edges off, so we get a much better weld. Stop, not mess about with it. Hello, boring old fart. But
Toby, you're starting to finesse. We don't need finessing at this stage.
Now their gun can really pitch and roll with style.
What's up? Nice bench shaft. Is it like a banana?
The clean sweeps are down in the dumps. They've just found out that the drive shaft of their mower engine is bent. It could spell disaster.
The bent drive shaft is going to be a very big problem for the sweeps because it could make the whirling club vibrate and hit their golf balls in a different spot every time. So they'll fly all over the place and their aim will be very hit and miss. They haven't got time to fix the engine, and at this late stage they won't find another one. So the sweeps have to hope that the bent shaft won't have too bad an effect.
If the shaft is slightly bent,
it's going to exaggerate
when you get an extra inch down, isn't it?
So as the clean sweeps try to claw their way back from the brink, with a bashed-up bread machine and a motorised table leg, the boat boys are shooting ahead with a terrifying weapon crafted from a rusty moped and a scaffold pole.
With just a few hours to go, will the boat boys find it plain sailing, or will the clean sweeps brush them aside in our scrap heap shootout? Find out after the break.
Welcome back to Scrap Heap Challenge, where our teams are furiously forging fast-firing shooters. What do you think, Mr. Bongo?
In their quest to build a mobile golf ball Gatling gun, brawny bin men the clean sweeps are battling to get their club to spin smoothly and hit the balls on cue. While the boat boys are sailing into the lead with their spinning wheel shooter.
Now Johnny's had a brilliant idea that could save them an awful lot of time.
But what if we don't need these rollers?
Well, that's true. Okay.
Let's just get this test.
Test it and fire it.
Yeah.
Are we gonna Johnny thinks their moped Gatling gun might not need two wheels. They fixed a piece of metal above the barrel and are hoping that one wheel could have enough power to spit the golf balls out towards our targets.
Lower it or... Well, I'll tack it in.
So it's all hands on deck to put the smart-sounding shortcut to the all-important test.
Can I be the throttle man?
You be the throttle man?
I think you should be,
Can Monty do gears?
He's going to be the gear
I'll
man.
Put it up.
If there is anybody out there in the yard, will you please remove yourselves from the yard, as there are the possibility of high-speed projectiles coming in your direction very, very soon. Thank you.
Okay.
Where is it?
I've no idea.
Thank goodness we cleared the yard. That could have killed someone.
Oh. What did they do? Shoot it backwards?
Lots of laughter. That's good.
That's a good sign, they're laughing.
Okay, we need the second
wheel.
We
do need a second wheel.
Okay, yeah. So we've only done about a third of the work.
Yeah.
And half the time's gone.
Monty's about to spill the beans to the scrap heap confession cam.
Right now he's a bit of a low moment. It's the end of quite a long day coming into the evening. And it would have been fantastic if the test had worked. We've got a long way to go, and we're not there yet.
Teams, you have 3 hours remaining. 3 hours remaining, teams. Thank you.
In the clean sweeps camp, the dustman's sharp shooting plans are still in pieces.
You know, you haven't got that long to go, and it still seems in quite sort of few bits. And have you mounted anything on the back of the truck yet?
That's actually going to be the last job.
Okay.
Because we're going to build it all together on there, and then lift the whole lot into the back of the truck and just weld it straight to the floor.
Have you got your feeding pipe? Can we have a look at that?
That's going to be like that. That's going to mount top piece like that. And it'll drop both. Yep.
Land there. In there. That'll go on
back.
There.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Once it's all set to right, and it'll be like it's a bobbin.
Well, excellent theory. I can see how the bits are going to fit together, but you've still got an enormous amount of work to do, and the sun's going down, so I'm going to leave you to it. Best of luck, guys. You really need it.
Thank you.
Lovely jubbly.
To get the boat boys' golf balls flowing fast, Toby's turning bits of rusty box section into some really rather smart magazines. To be a fast, furious firer, you've also got to be a rapid reloader. These makeshift magazines will feed a flow of golf balls into the gun. They plan to make 10 of them, each holding 25 golf balls. The boat boys will fill the magazines before they start each challenge and discard the empty ones as they go. So the Gatling gun will fire rapidly, but only in fits and starts.
Oh, this bit.
This bit, stick it up the top.
Yes. All right.
While our teams crack on, our on-site expert shows us how the professionals do it.
Fantastic. Would you like a gun?
Oh, I'd love to.
All right.
Teams, take note. Fast fire alone isn't enough. It does help if you aim vaguely in the right direction.
Enjoy that.
That was brilliant.
That was fantastic.
Is that rapid fire?
It's very rapid. How very did I do? Fire. Do you think I was all right?
I think you need a bit of practice. You missed the target by a little bit.
Dale thinks his hopper's the best thing since sliced bread.
I'm really busy. What's stopping us?
While over in the boat boys' camp, Toby fixes on the roller drive mechanism. Will it pass muster?
It's pretty sexy.
Good news is it works beautifully.
So what's the bad news?
Well, there isn't any. Actually,
well, that's encouraging.
Both teams are claiming that they're going to fire straight trajectories, that their balls are going to go absolutely straight.
If they get a straight trajectory, then I'll eat my hat if I will wear one.
Well, they'll be doing Mach 3, the golf
Mach balls. Mach 3, that's right, yeah, yeah. With these two wheels that they're spinning at sort of like 40 miles an hour.
35 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Would you be scared if you were in the line of fire from these machines?
I'd be scared behind them. The wheels coming off. The hammer's flying out.
In fact, behind's probably less safe. It would probably be better in front.
Yeah, in front would be better.
Johnny clears the decks.
Well, that's the first useful thing you've done all day.
And it's heave-ho for that gun carriage. But just when it was all going so well, the boat boys run aground.
Why is that now locked solid?
What?
The pan and on the pan.
Oh, no.
What's happened?
We haven't welded something.
That's Toby.
Oh, God. All right, easily solved, though.
That is the most beautiful weld in the world.
Yeah, they are beautiful welds. They're just in the wrong place.
Oh, what rotten luck. Toby has welded the pivoting roller solid. They'll have to break the weld and start again.
Do a bit of unwelding.
I think that's a grinding.
While Toby's gone a little overboard, the clean sweeps start working like a well-oiled machine. Their club looks just the job, and now it's time to see whether that wacky whirler will really come together.
Get this welded
get
off
this
the floor.
Get this fastened down, then we can
mess about with it.
With their gun mounted, the sweeps are in the home straight. Now they've just got to knock up a safety cage to make sure they don't shoot themselves in the foot.
Teams, this is your 1 hour call. You have 1 hour remaining, teams. Thank you.
The clean sweeps have turned a broken down flat tyre van into an amazing weapon of mass destruction in a few minutes.
I know. The speed with which they constructed that was incredible.
Yeah.
Less than 2 hours ago, there were a few bits hanging around the workshop.
It does look absolutely lethal.
So who's your money on there, Mr. Bongo?
Boat boys.
As the minutes tick away, Mr. Bongo's shipmates are refining their aim.
And the sweeps check to see if their bent drive shaft is going to spoil their spin. But it looks like it just might be okay.
Yeah, that'll do. Bye, someone's going to get injured tomorrow.
But the boat boys machine is looking extremely impressive. I mean, they've done an incredible job with that.
It actually looks like a gun, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? It looks alarming. I didn't think either of them would actually look like guns. I imagined sort of little boxy things that balls came flying out the end of. But
no, the clean sweeps doesn't look like a gun, does it?
Doesn't look like anything I've ever seen in my life.
No, not at all.
In the test, I know that some of the targets are going to be moving. So what's it going to be like for them to actually try and hit moving targets?
I think the clean sweeps are going to find it very hard because of the design. It's going to be wait and see where the balls go and then start aiming. Tactically, the boat boys is going to be more accurate, easier to shoot at the target.
So as it stands now, though, your money is still firmly with the
boat boys. Definitely
with the boat boys. Right. There wasn't a lot of quavering there. You were very
sorry, lads.
Thank you very much.
With everything in place, the boat boys need to run a test of their moped-powered gun to see if two wheels work better than one. Wow, boat boys, I'm seriously impressed. This looks like an almost finished piece of machinery.
Thank you very much. We hope so.
So you're looking slightly nervous, Todd, but this is the moment of truth. So come on, let's get it fired up and see what this baby can do.
Let's do it.
All right.
What's going to happen now? What is going to happen?
You ready, Johnny?
I'm ready.
You got the choke, whatever
it is. Okay, go on, Johnny.
Okay, let's fire up.
Come on.
You know, this machine was working perfectly well earlier. I don't know what you've done to it.
It worked earlier. It'll work now.
I think it's got a sudden flush of the nerves.
Yeah, I think so.
It'll go.
Their engine's dead and there's only half an hour to go.
Our beautiful moped that worked great earlier on doesn't work. They're working on it. They seem to know what they're doing, but they're not making it work. So we just got to wait and see. We think it's great. Who knows?
With just minutes remaining, the clean sweeps are testing their Gatling gun for the first time. The boys from Bradford are feeling confident. They know their engine's working, but they think their powerful whirling club could wreak havoc in the yard. So for once, even destructive Dale wants to play safe and test it manually.
So get it good slanted. Yeah, go on.
Guys, this looks like it could even work. This is really exciting. I'm going to stand this side, but I've got you some extra... who's doing loading?
Dale.
Oh, there you go, Dale. There you go, mate.
Manual...
Are you going for a manual firing?
Yeah.
Into the hopper they go.
Into the hopper.
Fire away.
I don't think I'm going to go that far.
Oh! And the next one's ready. Look at that.
And again.
Look at that, and the next one's ready. Hey, it's coming back. We're getting ricochet. What I love is how quickly the next one's there.
Yeah.
It just...
Go on, Dale, give it some.
Go on, give it some, Dale.
Go on.
Yes!
It worked.
That is fantastic. Well done. I mean, 2 hours ago, it just didn't look like it was like...
It was spread all over the workshop.
That is fantastic.
Over the wall, things are looking bleak for the boat boys. Their gun may look like a surefire hit, but if they can't get that engine turning tomorrow, their whole plan will backfire.
Teams, you have 10 minutes remaining. 10 minutes remaining, teams. Thank you.
So it's all hands on deck to make the final adjustments. Five!
Four!
Three!
Two!
One!
Okay, teams, at ease. It's time to hang fire and present arms, for tomorrow you will test your machines to the limit on our golf ball Gatling gun range. Yes, indeed. Well done.
Bravo.
I think it's all over.
Good night and God bless.
It is now.
Will the embattled boat boys manage to get their moped Gatling gun firing tomorrow?
Or will the clean sweeps whirling club blast them off the range?
Join us after the break for the golf ball Gatling gun standoff. Welcome back to Scrap Heap Challenge, where we're about to go ballistic with our golf ball Gatling guns.
We've devised an exacting Scrap Heap shooting gallery to test our team's accuracy, manoeuvrability and fearsome firepower to the limit.
This is Bisley Firing Range, where serious shooters make their mark on targets up to 2 miles away, firing at speeds of 3,000 miles an hour.
And they're sure to be impressed as our teams load up their scrap-built golf ball Gatling guns. Bringing a touch of class to the challenge are the boat boys from Hampshire. They've crafted a less-than-lethal weapon from a bit of rusty pipe and an old moped with a dodgy engine.
While dust cart mechanics, the clean sweeps, are relying on a bread maker and a motorised table leg to blast their golf ball missiles at the targets.
The teams are allowed the customary 1 hour's tinkering time. The boat boys have managed to fire up their temperamental moped engine.
Last time I saw your engine, it was kind of in bits and not really working. What do you think the problem was?
We've got to be enthusiastic with the welder.
Toby had been welding too close to the engine and shorted the moped electrics. They've sorted it out now, though. But they're barrels for the chop. It was slowing their golf balls down.
Are we happy with that?
The sweeps bread maker hopper has let them down.
It's so simple.
Don't come out, though.
The golf balls keep jamming, so they're making a carousel that will feed the balls in one by one. It's a last-minute bodge, but will it work?
So this all appeared very rapidly, didn't it? I mean, what's it made out of? Where did you get the tubes?
Well, we're actually using this conveyor belt.
Oh, I see. So they're just the rollers with the bearings taken out.
Yeah, the edge knocked out, yeah.
You're going to load it up, then. Spin round. Vroom. Yeah, that's a good sound. Vroom.
That's how this is going
to
work.
Very good.
So the bread maker hopper becomes toast. The speedily crafted carousel takes its place. The only thing missing is a lick of paint. The whirling clubber is ready to whack some balls.
The challenge this week will test our golf ball gunners in two stages. First, we'll test speed and accuracy as they shoot golf balls through this moving target. Then we'll test force of fire as our teams try to take out as many tiles as possible. In the event of a draw, whoever's fired the fastest ball will be declared the winner.
The clean sweeps are ready to roll. They've sparked up the lawnmower engine, but something's badly wrong. The engine spluttered and cut out. It's not looking good.
Okay, clean sweep, start swinging your arm of death and let fly your golf balls on the sound of the klaxon.
They've got the engine going just in time. They manoeuvre themselves into position and take aim.
They haven't actually had a hit yet.
A bit inaccurate.
Yes, there's one in. One in. There's one in. Two in.
Oh, yay, there we, oh, that's not bad.
But the engines faltered again, their clubs slowing down. Hopefully it won't miss hit and jam up the automation system. They're driving ahead of the target to get a good run at it.
Oh, there's balls flying.
Backfiring, they've got backfiring.
Oh, no.
But their worst fears have been realised. The clubs miss hit a ball, slicing it clean in half.
Oh, no.
They knock it out and manage to crank up the lawnmower engine one more time.
Running.
But the whirling club's aim is erratic and their accuracy is all over the place.
Come on, get him in there.
Come on, guys, get another load in.
Their engines failed again. The target's past the final marker. Oh, time's run out.
Clean sweeps. It seems to me you had some problems with your engine. What was going on there?
Not much.
Yeah, engine. Not much.
It was rapid-ish fire, wasn't it? It was rapid-ish, yeah. Rapid-ish. It was kind of very early version Gatling gun.
Our marshals go in to count up the clean sweeps golf balls. Lisa to Robert, over. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Lisa. Over to you.
The clean sweeps managed to get 17 orange balls in the hole. 17 balls. Yeah. Oh, so glum.
We'll get it sorted out.
Even with their dodgy engine, the sweeps fired 8 balls a second at speeds of up to 89 miles an hour.
You see, I think those young soldiers doing their sniper training down there,
yeah,
I think they're slightly threatened by this. They're seeing the speed and rapidity of fire that we've achieved with some bit of scrap metal and an old bed.
Old bed.
I saw them. Look, they glanced over and they didn't look happy. You know, because they're thinking. Didn't. You know, they're looking at their own guns, going, "Are these good enough?"
The boat boys are on the starting line, ready to go. Great guns.
Okay, boat boys, charge your magazines and fire on the sound of the klaxon.
Here we go.
They're shooting way above the target, but their terrific tilting mechanisms allowing them to adjust their aim. They're getting better and better with each magazine. It's difficult to tell how many balls are actually going through the bullseye.
Oh, brilliant!
Oh, wow!
Oh, yeah, they got some in, they got some in.
Yes!
They've
reloaded. Now they've got to reload now. They need a new magazine.
That's what you call rapid fire!
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
You see that string of balls?
They've just got time to fire off one more magazine. And their time's up.
That was excellent.
With typical flamboyance, the boat boys set off a nautical flare.
I mean, that's rapid fire.
Yeah,
that is definitely rapid fire, yeah. Without a shred of a doubt. I was impressed with that.
Rogers to Llewellyn, are you there, over?
Yes, I'm here, over.
The boat boys managed to get a very respectable 43. Over and out. Averaging 9 balls a second, the boat boys' firing rate was slightly higher than the clean sweeps, but their top ball speed was only 60 miles an hour. And with 43 balls on target, they've won the first round.
And things are going from bad to worse for the sweeps.
We can't keep it running, can we?
Now their engine's refusing to start, and they'll have to think quickly to stand a chance of victory.
This round, they need force as well as accuracy. They're still everything to play for.
They've decided to rip off the engine and power their club with an electric drill instead. The rotating drill won't drive their club as fast as the lawnmower, but it's their only option.
Oh, clean sweeps. You've got it all to do in this one, you know that, don't you? I don't want to state the obvious or anything. You feeling nervous, Kenny?
Not really. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think you fixed your engine problems?
We don't know.
We're going to have to use a
drill.
Cordless drill. They use it on Formula One, so why not us?
Why not you? Bit of improvisation, nothing
absolutely
wrong with that. Well, you've got to smash as many tiles as you can, so go on, smash and grab. Very best of luck, clean sweeps. Away you go.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Okay, clean sweeps. Prepare to trash some tiles. Go on the sound of the klaxon.
Hold it there, Kenny.
Every time they want to shoot, they've got to hold the drill on. It's an extremely difficult operation.
They've repositioned the van and the drill's still going strong. It's whacking those balls out with surprising force.
It might sound a bit half-cocked, but their drill-driven brainwave is paying off.
And we can hear them, it's great.
Keep going!
Go, go, go!
Right, calm with that, dude. Hold it there, can you? About three quarters down the field now, aren't they?
Yeah, they've got to get. Come on. Got to get one last lot.
One more lot.
Spread out.
Get him off! Oh, no! Go on! Go, 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 go!
Their aim's really hit and miss, but the sweeps are managing to smash nearly all the tiles.
Three more tiles.
Is that it, Knist?
That's it. Go on.
They've reached 94 miles an hour, the fastest ball speed yet, and they've smashed a rip-roaring 43 tiles.
You've got to be fairly pleased with that, haven't you?
Actually quite sad that we spent 10 hours building this the other day and we could have actually just bolted a power drill to it.
But speed will decide any tie break, so the slower firing boat boys will be aiming for an outright win. They need to smash 44 out of the target's 49 tiles to ensure victory. Let battle commence.
Okay, boat boys, prepare to fling the golf balls of doom at the tiles of destiny.
And the boat boys are off to a smashing start.
Oh, look, they're just...
You're killing them.
Smashing the doom. There's hardly any left already.
They've got to reload, but can they do it in time? The tiles are getting few and far between now. The Gatling gun's accuracy is really being challenged. They're wasting so many magazines that they're down to their last one already. It's run out, and they're feeding the balls by hand.
It's harder to get the last ones. I reckon they can easily get all of them, though, if they fire right.
Oh, absolutely superb!
I just can't believe how many tiles have knocked off
incredible.
That quick.
They've done it, beating the sweeps by a mere two tiles and winning the whole shooting match. The boat boys sail victoriously through to the next round.
The boat boys have it.
Well
there you go.
Okay.
Well done. Congratulations, boat boys.
Thank you very much.
There you go, sweeps.
Thanks very much.
Fantastic effort. And if you thought that was smashing, wait till you see next week's show.
Next week on Scrap Heap Challenge, it's the blind leading the blind as our two teams try to navigate their way through enemy territory that they can't even see.
Find out whether those hot-headed wrestlers, the Hammerlocks, can handle the heat.
We're here.
Or will it be mind over matter for their opponents, the Academics Anonymous, as their brains take the strain?
And that'll be later next week at 5:30. The second series of Scrap Heap Challenge is in the shops now on video and DVD. To order, call 0870 123 4344 or click onto channel4.com/shop. Engineered to perfection next on 4, The Enterprise.